Hello, Twisted Ones. Welcome to the Twisted Perception Podcast. I am your lovely host, El Marie, my co-host.
Dennis the Menace, a.k.a. Messy Dennis today.
Yes, yes. A.k.a. Messy Dennis.
I'm
sure that I have an a.k.a. I just haven't figured what that is yet because the people ain't tell me, but they think that you messy. So that's okay, what that is.
Anyways,
I have my best friend here from New York.
Hey,
Ashley.
Dead ass.
And then I have my other friend here, Jotty.
Hey.
So, actually, I don't have any shout outs and announcements today. Wait, no. I got a shout out, just not for other people, for us. I'm being stingy today with my shout out. Shout out the fucking Twisted Perception Podcast. We are more than halfway to 1,000 downloads and listens. Okay. I need the air horn, John. Yes.
We're going to get there. But right now.
Season two is shit. Season two is shit. It's a celebration, motherfuckers. Have a shot for us. We're going to have a moment of silence so y'all can have a shot.
Also, if you've been listening to this fucking...
I said a moment.
Sorry, hold on, wait. Also, if you've been listening to this podcast, knowing that we drink on every episode and you ain't been drinking while listening to this joint or fry while listening to this joint, I'm highly disappointed in you.
You know what? People do be like, I'm going to listen to that joint while I'm high.
Yeah, you got
to
listen.
But like, that's the whole point.
You're supposed to listen to this joint with us, you know what I'm saying? Get fried, roll up while you listening to this joint, you know what I'm saying? Have some drinks, some wine, some lick, you know what I'm saying?
But you know, lay back, chill, listen to it while you in a car, you know, on a late night, and you want
to
hear
some shit. Or you in the bathtub
shit.
Soaking, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, got somebody candles did, lit, like, yeah, somebody did listen to that listen and was like, us. Your voices are so soothing.
It's my voice.
Like, no.
It's just my voice.
You starting your shit and I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, co-worker said she loved my voice, so it's my
oh
voice.
My god. Oh, you know what, she heard it, she heard it and she was like, oh my god, I'm just so glad you didn't say my name. And then she had one of my other co-workers listen to it. She was like, she talk about me. And I was like, yo, you are fucking hilarious.
Well, my man, I should say, this is for you.
Oh my god.
You, my superstar.
Y'all see what the fuck I deal with on a daily basis? Dennis is fucking canceled, yeah. Bro. Okay? Canceled. No shot thrown today, nigga.
But yeah, take a shot with us, you know what I'm saying? Take a drink.
Ooh, you know what? That reminds me. Everybody thinks that you a dark-skinned nigga.
Yo, I am...
Yo,
listen. Listen.
To be honest,
I am the lightest motherfucker in the building. I am of mixed descent. My people come from the islands, you know what I'm saying? Yo. I ain't 100% Boricua, but you know what I'm saying?
Yo, because like everybody like, oh, Dennis' voice, like he just sound like he tall, muscular, and dark. And I'm like, that's
whole time
not
I'm,
him
whole
at
time
all.
Whole time I'm short, curly hair, light as a motherfucker.
They like, I thought he was dark skinned. Like every time they be like, show me a picture, I'd be like, here we go. And I'll pull up the picture and they be like,
oh shit.
No, they be like, that's not him. How the
definitely
fuck
me.
You gonna tell me?
Sorry.
Ben.
I just took a sip.
Anyways.
The fuck?
I made it kind of strong though.
Well, you ain't make mine strong. Well, I might be. I don't know. I'm sweating. I feel like I popped the molly. I'm ready to
say,
take all my fucking
molly,
clothes
off.
Pop the molly. I'm sweating. Woo. Anyways, so we was talking about, we just going to dive into some shit because at this point, we ain't decide. But
we was having an intimate conversation.
We were having a conversation about, I don't even know how this shit came up.
It went
up.
From deciding what we were going to speak
we were talking,
about.
All right, so
and then we
were,
jumped into it.
Yeah, we were talking, we were deciding on topics. And then we was like, eventually it's going to lead to sex, regardless of what we talk about.
Exactly.
And then Yachty over here was like, something, loose vaginas. We was like, how did we get here?
Right, well.
And then she started Googling fucking research on loose vaginas.
Like, what the fuck?
Tell me some, there's a misconception.
Yes.
She started using talk big ass
some,
words.
Yes, talk just, about some vaginas really can't be loose.
The dichotomy of vaginas
can't
be loose. Therefore, there's no loose vagina in the world.
No, there's definitely some loose booty out there.
I definitely been in some loose vagina.
You can't. You can't.
You can't what?
You can't possibly have because it's a myth.
How?
And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
Listen, there's a difference between a grip and right. You just banging on a wall. Like, you just knocking. There's a difference.
Like, how is it a myth, though?
Yeah, I want to know.
Because, like, we don't have dicks. But
y'all don't have one.
No, not talking about you, clearly. But I'm saying, like, as far as us females, but when I use the strap, I feel like you're able to feel if the vagina's loose or not.
Depends on how easy it goes.
It's the way you maneuver in that joint.
Right? Not even that either. Like, you can feel the grip. Like, you can.
Like that joint tugging. That's a tug of war.
Yeah.
I feel like you can feel it more, like, when you're fingering someone. Like, you can feel the...
You be fingering bitches, daddy.
How many fingers do you got put in it? Like, listen, hold on, wait. There's a difference. Hold on. All right. Wait, since there's a myth...
If you put in one finger or a whole finger...
Hold on. Since there's a myth, let me just point it out this way. There's a difference between me putting one finger or two fingers in and you feel it versus me putting four or five fingers in there and then you start feeling it when I start putting all them fingers in.
I guess. But then that also
depends on how big your fingers are, too.
Yeah, that was going to go back
to,
like...
I got fat fingers, so...
Let me see your fingers.
My finger's fat.
I got little skinny-ass fingers, so...
Ours is almost the same size.
Yeah, my finger's fat. So if I got, like, two fingers in there and that shit not doing nothing, and I'm like, all
right. Right, but then that also goes back to, like, if you have a small dick, if you have a big dick. Like, if you're going to have a small dick, then you're going to probably...
That if you got a small dick, whether the vagina is tight or loose, it's just going to fall right in. A little chicken nugget. To all my chicken nugget niggas out there,
apparently you got to be real girthy. To decide whether a loose pussy or a tight pussy is,
you know,
it's just
and
Google proved it.
No,
we about to read some research we did.
No, it says loose pussy exists.
What does it say?
It says, un momento, por favor.
Un momento.
It says many women complain that their vaginas are too tight or too loose.
How is it too loose?
How is it too tight?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I need that grip.
Oh my
God. Anyway, it's a notions of vaginal tightness and looseness are fraught with mythology. Many people believe that the virgin vagina is extremely tight. Loss of virginity permanently loosens it. Frequent sex loosens it further. Childbirth loosens the vagina even more, and possibly forever after.
It's nothing that's gonna make my pussy that loose.
It's supposed to snap back.
Snap that pussy back.
It's crazy because it says if the vagina feels too tight during lovemaking, the woman is either not interested in sex or she has not had enough warm-up time. Listen, y'all niggas.
Is that what that means?
Hold on. Listen.
If you
complaining.
Wow, I learned something new every day.
Listen, if you were complaining that your girl too tight, that mean you ain't wet that shit enough. That mean that shit dry.
Yeah,
be dry. No,
apparently, according to research, she ain't got enough warm up time.
Right. Yeah,
you
but
ain't
that
warm
means
up
that
the pussy
that
enough.
That means that the muscles are constricting. Mm. That doesn't mean that it's not wet.
Right. It can be
you
dry.
Gotta be more relaxed. Like that's why foreplay.
Yeah, you
is
got.
Important.
Well,
a vagina is basically like a huge muscle within the body.
It is a muscle. The GYN explained that to me.
That's why bitches be walking around with Kegel balls and pussy.
No. That's
to get
not,
that
that's
shit
an
tight.
Exercise.
Yeah, to get it tight.
No, I just want that because I want to feel.
Go ahead. No. You want to feel what? You want to feel something jingling in there all day?
No, I just want to feel like, you know, like a sensation all day, you know? That's why I want to try it.
Get an anal plug.
Hell no.
Oh, God.
Here we go with the anal shit. All
right.
Anyway.
So, I'm gonna read what it says.
Nah, where you at? Sex education with Nasty Nah. A segment.
It says trying a different sexual position can sometimes change how tight or loose the vagina feels. This may improve sexual satisfaction for both partners. So it depends. Hmm.
There is a such thing as loose pussy, though.
Yeah, there is. It gotta be. Because I seen one. Like, you could see it from the outside.
I felt one. I was
Oh my god!
Swimming in one joint.
Your whole body was in that joint.
I had to hit a spot. I had to hit a certain spot.
You just like dove into the ozone layer.
I was in there, and it just was like, I mean, like she was moaning, but she wasn't like moaning. And I was like, all right. I was like, all right. Where's your spot? Boom. And I was like, bitch, I gotta go all the way over here 90 degrees to the left to hit your spot. This joint loose as shit. This joint loosey goosey.
Well, you still fucked.
Yeah, I was already in there.
Well, shit, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Once you in there, you in there.
You gonna find a way to make
it
work.
If that shit is loose, that's a done bun. Like, that's a done.
So you want to get in there and you gonna be like, well, this is a done deal.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm about to get my nut off.
Right. You gonna make it
work. You gonna get your nut off and you won't feel nothing?
It's wet.
He didn't feel nothing.
It's wet. It's just loose.
Right.
Who wants a loose pussy?
Listen, if I'm in here already, I'm finishing what I gotta do.
All right, well.
Also, there's
AKA loose pussy Dennis.
No, I ain't got no loose pussy. But anyway, there's also a misconception of the lips. People be judging like women's lips and be like, yo, your pussy loose. No.
That's what people don't know.
At the, like when girls first get their period, that's when their actual vagina starts developing. That's when they develop lips and all that other shit.
No, but there's different types of veggies, and mine don't fucking look like
no,
it.
No, but I'm saying
some of them be having like the little droopy.
Yeah.
The little droopy lips coming out, and then they be saying, all dangling and stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not.
But that doesn't mean that it's loose,
no,
though. That don't mean that she had a lot of sex.
Right, no, I'm not saying that it's loose. Some people just made like
no
that, and that's
somebody
cool.
Out there with them pussy lips looking like that.
That all comes with puberty.
Didn't I say on Twisted Perception Podcast, we do not judge, okay?
And they are judging in this joint.
No, we're not.
No. You
over there.
Listen, I'm over here. Me
it's
and L.
Not a, it's not appealing
nah.
to me.
Me and L are not judging.
Yeah.
However,
not,
our two guests,
Johnny,
they sitting back there doing all types of shit. Like,
yeah. I'm sorry.
However, that comes with puberty. It doesn't mean that a person has a lot of sex.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying, that there's different
but
types
people,
of vaginas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
people,
just saying that I'm glad that mine don't look like that, but I'm not judging because like just because it looked like that
now
don't
she
mean
she just got
is,
the prettiest pussy in the world.
I
she
didn't
just,
say El Marie, a.k.a.
told.
Pretty Pussy. Like
organic pussy.
Pretty Pussy
yes,
L.
Yes, we want that organic pussy.
Pretty Pussy, what? Organic?
That fucking... Eat that pussy even all, when I'm going okay. vegan.
All pussy is organic.
Nah, dog. Me and Ashley talk about right. a different type of organic right. and...
All right, so
they talking about
thing,
that fat
cook.
It's not even fat. Well, never mind. But that's not what we talking about.
Boop.
What? I can't even wear tights. All right, but no.
But you, meanwhile, you got tight shorts on right now.
I got on biker shorts. And I wore a long enough shirt.
Have you?
To hide it. Anyway, so this is not about me. This is not about El Marie. And if Nav was here, she'd be like, yeah, I saw that drawing through the shorts. She get on my nerves talking about this shit. She be putting me on blast on Twitter like, yeah, see. All right.
Meanwhile, that's all getting cut out. So
no, it's not.
Anyway, yadi.
All right. So to complete this, it says that there is no evidence that sex causes a loosening of a vagina over time.
Agreed.
So bam.
There's still a such thing as loose pussy though.
It's not a myth.
It doesn't. Listen.
Didn't his article just say that?
It's the same article, probably.
With sex and childbearing and all that, it gets a little
loose. That's what
listen,
people think.
Like, what happens when people bladder falls and you got...
Bladder falls?
Yeah, like the whole... You know
you
what I mean?
You wishing bad on people.
No. You know how, like, I used to work in GYN, so, like, when people's, like, whole uterus falls, like, you literally just spread the lips and the cervix is right there. No. Like, they have... I forgot what they was called, but there's, like, these little round things that holds it up.
The clamp?
No, it's not a clamp. I ain't talking about the fucking... I ain't talking about the speculum.
Oh.
It's an actual... Fuck, what is it called? It's not a diaphragm.
We'll get back to that. Anyway, there's a such thing as loose pussy. You can tell. You can tell when you in that joint from men.
So you saying that some women are just born with loose pussy?
I would believe so. Cause you can deal with somebody who only had a couple partners, and that should just be, you know what I'm saying? That should just be loose. And you just be like, all right, well, you ain't fuck a lot of motherfuckers.
Well, you how just, do you know that? You asked her body count before you fucked?
I trust people. I don't ask body counts.
Yeah, that's not really a question for me. I'm not asking nobody body counts.
I'm too old to be like, how many niggas and bitches you fuck? True. Cause you know y'all be having y'all little dabble phase, so you gotta and or bitches and niggas.
Not every girl goes through that.
A lot of females go through their little dabble phase where they fake gay for like 2 months.
He said fake gay. Yeah, what?
Am I wrong?
Look at Johnny's face.
You're right, you're
thank
right.
you.
You're right.
Thank you.
It'd be the experience.
Johnny was phase, like, you know? I experienced it and I'm staying here. Period.
See, actually, I went back.
Oh, you went back.
I went back.
She went back for how long?
To the dick and then
for how
back
long?
To the pussy.
2 months. 2 months. She was like, mm-mm, this ain't it. This nigga had
it. It probably wasn't 2 months.
Mm-mm, it was longer.
What?
I can't think back that far. But
damn. I wanted the time frame.
Why you want to know her time frame?
Because I'm trying to figure out how long she was in the dick phase for before she was like, you know what, this ain't it. I got to go back to some vagina.
Ain't it?
I don't even think it was about like the sex. It was just like the connection with the person that I had.
You know what?
That I went back to.
I definitely feel that. I think that that's why I've always loved women more. Like the connection with women is so.
Women are so passionate. Oh my God, they're so passionate.
It's not a lie.
Women, yeah, women are passionate. Like they like to like it's like affect. Well, I can't say that for all women.
They like.
They're
find another word besides passionate. Go.
No,
romantic, attentive.
Romantic, oh, affectionate.
It's just the fact that females read each other on the same level. Like females can read each other at the same level.
I don't think that's true, though. I mean,
men think differently.
Agreed.
They have a completely different mindset than us.
Right.
Completely agreed. Different.
But you can't speak for the majority of women.
I'm not speaking for
some. For some.
Well, for
I agree for some.
In the women in the lesbian world, they feel me.
Yes, in the lesbian world.
Like, girls don't just be saying, oh, I'm just going to wake up and I want to fuck a bitch, so I'm going to spend the rest of my life with a girl because I want to fuck. It's, like, so much more to that connection, affection, romance. Flowers, like you be getting flowers just because.
Hold on, excuse
shit.
Me. Time out. Niggas don't send flowers just because.
Nope.
Not the niggas I fucked with.
I call bullshit.
She
call
said not the
bullshit.
Niggas she fucked with.
I mean, so. The niggas y'all fucked with.
You send them random flowers this in the middle blasphemy. Of the week just because it's Thursday?
Oh, for sure. And especially if you just like had a bad day from work. Oh, I'm sending flowers to your job.
AKA
oh,
you was rich,
right?
Dennis.
See, that's good. You know?
AKA what?
Perfect Dennis.
No, I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. But if we in a relationship together, oh, for sure, I'm gonna do some random deeds to make you happy during the week. If I know you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you having a bad week, or I just want to do it just for GP, just because, you know what I'm saying, we got some good shit going on. I'm definitely going to send you flowers. I'm going to send you edible arrangements. I'm going to make you something. You know what I'm saying?
All the girls like, oh, Dennis.
I know. No, like, over there mowing in their panties.
Like, randomly.
Is Dennis single or what?
For sure. But, like, no, like, when I was in a relationship, I randomly, like, make chocolate-covered strawberries and take them to, like, my girl. And just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like, you having a hard week at work. Here you go. I want to spend time with you.
And you made them? You ain't buying me?
No. That's good. I literally made them in the house.
How many of your bitches you sending flowers to right now?
None.
Who trying to be number one?
And I don't have no bitches. I don't have no bitches.
We're going to put out an ad out there. Right.
Anyway, they trying to put me on Twisted Perception Podcast now has a mingling site. And now they're trying to make me a prime candidate for The Bachelor. And now they're trying to find me a lady.
We're going to do speed dating on Twisted Perception.
I am not dark skinned, tall, and muscular. Like, I don't know why they try and put, like, try.
He the lightest person in the room.
Yo, that's going to be the finale. That's what we're going to do for the finale.
What, a speed date?
We're
going to
have a blind date. Blind date, speed date.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna bring. I'm going to personally choose a girl to bring here as a guest.
No.
And that's going to be your blind date.
So I wanna be here for that.
Y'all gonna set me up for a blind date?
Yup.
So we gotta
Let me start finding a girl right now.
Wait. We gotta have a date on the podcast?
Yeah.
Bruh, fuck.
Yes, hit up the DMs.
Yes.
I'm a different type of character live on the podcast. You can't be.
Yeah, we know.
Now I gotta be all polite and shit. Like my regular self.
Damn. The lover boy. I'm gonna bring the girl up here. You ain't even gonna know who she is. We gonna walk in and you gonna be like, oh, that's my blind date. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, that's Tifa too. ask those questions.
No, I'm not asking nobody 36 questions.
Dude, 36 questions that lead to love and shit. Yo,
I'm not asking nobody 36 questions.
I'm gonna have it on here. I'm gonna set it up for you. I'm gonna put the camera up for the YouTube so they can see how it goes. I got my ideas ready. Ladies,
yes,
if you want to be a candidate for the blind date for Dennis, hit the DMs up in the podcast and I will put you in and we will have a little raffle. All right. And I'm going to put all the names inside a little bowl.
Yo, no, in a little bowl.
Yo, in a little bowl.
You can't have an interview process before this. You gotta pick a name out of a bowl.
That's the one.
Yeah, it's blind for me, not for her.
For her,
she picking it.
Yeah, but it's blind to both of us. We gonna see how she is when she get here.
I hope it's your coworker.
Coworker, if you out there, listening,
enter your name.
She going.
I'm about to be like, make sure you listen to this episode, sis. He calling for you.
That shit gonna be like, girl, that episode I did with Dennis. Oh my god, you gonna be mad at shit at work. Like, all right, you already told me about this nigga voice. I don't.
No, I'm not. I really actually like her. She cool peoples.
That's funny as shit.
I actually have a couple of my coworkers listening, and I don't let just anybody listen. So,
I mean, all your coworkers been cool. Yeah, according to you.
Yeah, they've been cool.
Shout out to what's her name, Jen?
Jen. Oh my god, Jen.
Shout out to Jen with the fucking face mask on her photo ID.
Yeah,
that was
cracking up.
I'm gonna play this. Just for her.
Yo, we gonna post a picture of Jen and her face mask.
I posted it on my Twitter.
But we gonna cross out her name just for, you know what I'm saying, GP purposes. But yo, she literally taped a face mask to her fucking ID at work, and that was the funniest shit in the world.
Yo, but literally, like, that's exactly what we look like right now. So it's so accurate. Did you see the picture? It's hilarious.
Yo, that, like, shit is the funniest thing in the
world.
I was dying in the house.
Yo, bro.
Oh, nah.
But it's taped on.
It is taped on.
Yo,
but that's exactly what we look like right now.
She had me in fucking tears.
I was crying. Like, yo, she is hilarious. Oh my god. All right, I'm dead.
Anyway.
I can't stare at the picture too long.
Anyway,
and I start crying.
Back to our topic. All right. So, as females in the lesbian world, right, have y'all ever encountered a loose pussy?
I have, during one of my threesomes.
During one of your threesomes,
mm-hmm. Like, I had to use, like, I want.
Oh, your one night stands.
Three fingers, it was crazy.
I had only had two.
I had to all right, use
so
like
look,
three.
And my man's,
my fingers ain't little.
My man's had me cracking up, right?
She said I had to use three of my fingers.
So
ain't
he was like, yo, I was trying to fuck this joint, right? He was like, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get her ready. I got one finger in there, that shit ain't doing nothing. I got two fingers in there, that shit ain't doing nothing. Three fingers, she start moving around. He like, four fingers. She started, you know what I'm saying, like, arching her back and shit. He like, I had to put my whole fucking hand in that bitch for her to start moaning. He was like,
well, why he ain't just put the dick in?
Bro, I'm...
Right, at that point.
You gotta put... First of all, about time, like, if I'm playing
did he
with...
eat
if,
it?
I don't know. But if I'm playing with your shit and I gotta fist you...
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, that's a dumb
don't
bun.
Don't even put your dick in.
No, but
it's the difference between I got my dick in and I got my hand. I'm putting my hand in it and it's the whole hand.
You know,
I'm gonna go to the bathroom and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna call you when I get home just to make sure I got home safe because I'm not getting in there.
You know that I watch porn.
That's chalk.
You know I watch porn.
Here we go with the fisting porn.
No, it wasn't intentional. It's not like I searched up fisting, but
it just came across your timeline. You know what? Let me watch this.
Yeah, I was intrigued.
It's a difference between them fisting a vagina and fisting an asshole.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yo. No. Have you ever seen that?
No,
I don't think so. Actually, no. Actually, oh my God, me and my coworkers.
That shit is a whole different ordeal.
Me and my coworkers at my old job. Somebody had found a video, and this girl was like, "It was like you know those big dildo joints is usually black.
The 12-inch joints.
No,
the 12-inch joint, super girthy.
That joint like this.
Yeah,
and it's like this tall.
It's 12 inches, and it be the big joints.
She put that whole thing in her ass, and she was fucking.
It was a white girl.
Oh shit!
It was a white joint.
I think she was Asian, actually.
Damn, they be fucking nasty. They be fucking tentacle fucking dildos and shit. Yeah. So
tentacles?
Yeah, it's not tentacles.
No, it's an octopus joint. So it's tentacles.
What sex store you been to? Because they don't got no octopus at Danny's. I ain't seen no octopus there.
They on Adam and Eve.
Oh my God, you love that site.
I get discounts on that joint. I'm still waiting to get into a relationship. Like, babe, I bought you.
This nigga be sending me fucking coupons. It'd be like 50% off.
Listen, you my mans. I gotta give the discounts to somebody.
And yeah, you're
I'm not using them.
Yeah, but I like to go to Danny's because I like to like buy the toy and use it the same night.
Yeah, but you get 40% off and you get like 5 extra things.
But
you
then I gotta wait for them to be delivered.
Like a week.
A week.
That's too long when I'm excited about a toy. That's why I want those Benoit.
It's the same as the other Jones. You put in your vagina and they jingle around while you walk.
Yeah, I want to feel that.
Yeah, and it gets your pussy tight. It work out your Kegels.
No,
like Kegel balls.
I just
want
to feel the sensation. I don't need no more.
You know what y'all need to get if y'all don't already have it. The John, the love sense, John.
Oh, never mind.
The what?
The love sense, John.
The wand.
I hate her. The love sense, John. She put it in her vagina, and you control it from your phone.
Oh, I heard about that.
I'm waiting to go on a date and just be like, oh,
that's the one I want.
Oh, you ordering your food? I want the sizzling chicken and shrimp. Yeah. I want all that shit.
I gotta look at those.
I want the salad.
can I have the strawberry margarita, please? I need that. Yeah, babe. Get that shit out.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Get I'm that sorry. Shit right out, babe.
I want it so bad, but I'm scared that because like I would start moaning at the table. Like, and the waitress would just be like, what the fuck is going on? What type of kinky shit?
Dog.
Are you getting fingered under the table?
That would be the most fun I would ever have. First of all, talking about under the table, you women, y'all know how to fucking turn the motherfucker on without using y'all hands. Mm-hmm. Y'all be at restaurants having y'all feet in spaces that don't belong there the whole time. Be like, all right, I ain't even get my food yet and I'm ready to leave. Like, can we get this to go?
I
don't
like
be
that.
Playing footsies. I'm just going to stick.
Yeah, stick to what? Personal experiences.
Oh, really? You want to talk about personal experiences, Dennis?
Don't want to talk about that right now.
All right.
I want to know.
I think you know. Nobody knows.
We'll discuss this after this episode.
Yeah, we gotta shut down the episode for Dennis to talk about his personal experiences.
No, I talk about my personal experiences. I talked about me and my personal experience with my ex. Anything prior to that, then that don't mean nothing.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yo, I must. You know what? Anyway, continuing on with this podcast.
Anyway.
Messy Dennis. Yo, listen. Anyway, Messy Dennis. I was like, how the fuck I get this name?
Because you like last girls episode. In relationships.
No, I don't like girls in relationships. Women in relationships like me.
Right. There's he can't help that. If they come to him.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whose side are you on? Word.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Whose side are you on?
For sure. Like,
you can't help who you like, and if they got it, just I can't even talk.
You done?
You can't help who you like or you fall in love with.
Agreed.
So if they just so happen to have a person, that's not your fault. They let you in.
Right. All right.
And we were talking about tentacle dildos?
There's no tentacle dildos, yo.
Google it.
Google is your best friend. Like
what it got, like worms coming out of it, like little what? Arms. Like it's like a dick and it got little arms, because that's all I'm picturing and I'm Leash. Confused.
Tentacle dildos.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, I want to see.
Oh my God.
That is a thing.
Wow. It looks like a dinosaur.
It does.
It's an octopus. It's basically an octopus
I'm
arm.
And
it's a dildo.
What does that even feel like?
Why don't you get one and then tell us?
No, I'm sticking to my wine.
In my head, I'm picturing like a women dick with like arms.
Also,
that's what
also they got the glass. Little glass jar.
No, I don't want no glass jar.
I will be.
Women
scared.
Love wines. First of all,
I love that wine.
Let me tell you this, you women in these wines, because y'all fucking it up for us. Y'all be nutting in 2 seconds with wines.
Yo. Nah.
And then we get down on clit and start licking that joint. You be like, yeah, you got to do a little bit more than that, because y'all got the speed on 10. And we can't compete with that.
Yeah, you right.
That shit is annoying.
Yo, that.
Bitch, I can't shake my head. Yo, we really need to get on YouTube.
They gotta see the faces and shit. That's hilarious. No, listen.
I can't put my head on 10. That shit goes to like a 4. Like, that's the best you're gonna get.
You just being there like.
Facts.
All right, like I can't get there. No, but bro. You ever like hold the girl by her waist and just start like smack it, like
yeah.
You know
yep.
what I'm saying? Yep. That's the best.
Hold on, you not a professional pussy eater if you never did it.
Like it's just
you just gotta grip it. You just need it in your face more faster.
And also, is that she and if I feel you
faster.
If I feel you arching your back and trying to like. Lift away.
Trying to run.
No. Get that ass back here.
Yep,
I'm about to eat this shit out of this joint.
Wait, like, hold on though, because sometimes it gets super sensitive.
That's what? True too.
Agreed. It be getting real sensitive.
It gets real
you
sensitive.
Can't just be jumping like if it's I already
true.
Came.
Like you just,
if I came,
yes.
And I, you want me to come again, you need to give me like.
First
like,
of all,
yeah.
Hold on, wait.
Like,
you women do the same shit when sucking dick, because after a man comes. And then, you know what I'm saying, that shit gets sensitive. That shit gets sensitive at the tip. And y'all still be sucking. I'm like, motherfucker.
Wow.
I'm out here shaking and shit. Like, hold on, motherfucker. You got to go.
You going to hear, like, fox noises and shit.
I don't know. I can't relate.
What was that fox song?
What the fox say?
No, you not hearing that shit at all. You ain't going to hear shit from me. I'm like, ugh. That's it.
That's what
and
you sound like.
I'm lifting out of the chair and I'm just gonna like, she's just gonna keep going. Like, it's a
so
difference.
You don't ever stop her?
Fuck no. Unless that shit like get. It's weird because it's like.
I'm taking our place in this joint.
It's super,
I'm gonna give y'all sex education.
When
today.
It's super sensitive and numb, then like, I'm gonna sit there and keep taking it. But then after a while, like, if you keep doing that shit and that shit still feel the same way, I'm like, all right, you done.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Doggy afuera. I don't know why that shit just reminded me of Consuela.
I almost like broke and snapped the neck pushing it away. Like, just like, I heard it and I was like, oh shit.
When
did
you
I kill
getting
her?
Somebody off of you?
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
I was like, oh shit, did I kill you?
Shit, you be getting strangled down there, squeezing your leg.
Yes. Like, let me breathe.
I'll be suffocating
them
women?
Thighs.
You back up for a minute, like, damn, let me breathe.
Women love suffocating motherfuckers.
No, it's
y'all
not,
love
it's not
wrapping
purposely.
Y'all love wrapping y'all
it's
legs around people's head.
It just
y'all
happens.
Love gripping the thighs around people's ears.
Yeah, I need to see how.
And that should be like, listen, yo, if you fucking, if I'm down there and you lock your thighs on my head. What you think I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna keep going. I'm here. I can breathe.
Oh,
I'm like, I got air. No. All you need is a sliver of air, bro. I'm right back.
No.
What?
That shit fucking irks me a little because I can't hear and I want to be able to hear you.
Fuck so that I can't, hearing shit. I'm no, here. I can taste.
No, I want to no, I want to hear you moan, okay?
Right.
Fuck that shit. I can tell by your body. I can tell by your body what you doing.
Jotty.
Ooh, I need to breathe.
I'm cracking up.
I can't breathe. I'm crying.
This whole thing.
I need a napkin. Can I get a napkin?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hold on. Let me go on my Calle de Sabor bag. Because we ate tacos before this podcast, so Elle won't say she fucking hungry during the podcast and shit.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's,
can you give me one from there?
It's napkins over there, courtesy of Darren.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate you.
His napkins is a whole pack. Woo!
But yeah, motherfuckers, y'all be fucking.
No, but
y'all be
legit,
trying to kill people down there.
No, but legit though, like if you get sensitive, okay, like as a girl, when I get sensitive, damn, the whole pack.
She pulled out a whole towel. You could quilt that joint into a whole towel. That shit is fucking 30 napkins she just pulled out. We going to the beach.
Yeah.
At this point. Yo. Y'all talked about me coming on this joint. I'm giving everybody hell.
I gave enough for everybody to take. So
that. Oh, that was for the table. My bad.
Oh, okay. That was for the table.
Apologies.
All right, well, let me get one.
Might as well.
It's hot in here.
Apologies.
Woo.
Bitch. Look at
it. Yes, pop the molly. I'm sweating. Woo.
Meanwhile, we didn't pop no mollies. No. We just been drinking. No.
But if you did, you know, I'm not judging you.
Facts. You know. Oh, if you pop a molly and listen to this episode, oh, you about to be lit. You about to have
you
a good time.
About to go on a trip. Fucking psychedelics and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yo.
Anyways, let me finish. Me and Jotty was on the same page. If you eat me out and I come, I need at least like a minute or two tops if you want to keep going. Because it gets so sensitive. Like, you're not a girl, so you don't know what the clit feel like, but it gets
I know what the head of my dick feel like after coming, and that shit's sensitive, too. But I proceed.
All right, so do you just stop for 2 minutes, or can you kiss it? Can you kiss it a little bit? You know?
Yeah, nah. You could kiss it, but nah. Just don't put your tongue in.
Dog, listen, as a man, she be like, all right, I need a break.
Look, you got to do this.
And you still kind of eating that joint, you know what I'm saying? You kiss her, and you just rub it on there. She be hurt.
I mean,
it's gonna recover.
Oh, it's just be a lot going on, especially if it's like fingers and the tongue. Like then I need 5 minutes
combination. That's a combination. Listen,
you throwing listen. Combo number.
Listen, oh no no no
you
no. no. Listen,
wait, we can't call it gawk gawk.
You can't call it. You gotta call it 3000.
No, how do you even put that into text?
You
like
hit the 3000.
No, I hope it don't sound like that.
No, but like, listen, you want to, I'm going to give some advice to my fellas, because y'all know, y'all be out here, y'all don't be trying to eat pussy, y'all don't be trying to eat ass, y'all don't
DJ
be trying
Khaled
to do nothing.
Don't eat pussy, according to him,
this nigga.
Hold on, wait, you got a whole badass wife, and she don't want her, you not eating her pussy? Somebody eating her pussy.
She cool with that?
Right. Hey, like, no,
cool
first
like,
of all, wait,
you,
wait,
you besides, eating this pussy.
Before I get to my point. I want to know, why the fuck is it women out here who don't like they titty suck? That right. is baffling to me.
Well, we talked
Ashley?
About...
Hold on. Wait, Ashley made a face.
No, you no, like- no. I'm saying I'm agreeing with you.
Oh yeah, because you
nah,
made the
nah,
face
nah,
like
nah.
Yeah, I ain't like I don't like
nah,
my titties
nah,
suck.
I'm
so I gotta
you, I'm agree with you.
That shit. Bitches be like bitches be going on Twitter and be like, yeah, y'all can keep that titty sucking shit. That shit don't do nothing for me. I'm like, how?
Some people just don't have that sensation.
You don't have that stimulation right there?
Psh, I do.
Niggas don't be sucking your titties right. Bruh.
No.
Shit.
I want you to suck on my titties. I want you to start on my lips. We gonna kiss. Then you gonna go down. Sexual
Yo,
turn-ons.
You, no.
Then you gonna go down to the neck. Then you gonna go down the middle. You gonna...
That foreplay.
Pop that little titty.
Oh, wait. Do that again.
I'm going to sit that titty in my... Boom. and then you gonna work your way down to this pussy. You eating this shit. No.
Listen, if you a grown ass man over the age of 21,
I
want you to
lick me all over. I like my ass ate.
If you over the age of 21 and you don't eat ass, I'm disappointed in you as a grown ass man. That's Jody
like
me.
Her ass ate.
Also, if you eating pussy,
sure.
If you eating pussy and you not at least fingering a hole, you got problems.
You don't always gotta finger it.
You though. Don't always have to finger. However, if you want to give your girl right, a nice like, listen.
Who don't like
if
the
your
combination?
Girl, if your girl,
no, you could like the combination, but I'm saying sometimes all you really need is the tongue.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Right.
If, however,
if you doing if you
however,
doing that work right,
however, if your tongue right, all you gotta do if your girl likes it, put a little finger in her ass. Oh, she for sure about the
thumb in her butt.
I put my thumb in the butt.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not even a song. I'm making shit up.
Fuck it, it's a song now.
Right. Y'all
but
might
like
as well
for sure,
sign
like,
me.
Listen, I don't understand how motherfuckers don't like certain shit. I just be like, who raised you?
Yeah, we talked about how some women don't like their pussy ate, and I just don't understand.
And some women don't like their titties suck. I'm like,
I
you
would
are
pick,
a grown ass woman.
I would prefer for you not to like your titty suck over not getting head, like, or not liking head.
So is women out here not liking head?
No, they don't like it. They don't like getting their pussy ate.
So they just want to be penetrated.
Yeah,
That's you know.
They said it doesn't. They said it doesn't.
I mean,
do
that's
anything
their preference, but getting head doesn't do anything for you.
Wow. No.
That shit is a turn on for me.
That's some lamer.
Right. Listen.
A cons.
Listen, I'm
well,
not.
Well, it works different in listen. The lesbian world. Like, if right. you ain't eating pussy.
That's a guarantee. Like, you have to. Like, that's a must.
First
like,
of all, y'all sitting on each other's faces, so it don't even.
Here you go with this
regardless of
shit.
That. Regardless of that. Like,
regardless of that.
Oral sex is a
oh,
must.
Oh, well. Well.
We don't.
No, well, we can't say that's how it works in the lesbian world because there are studs, tomboys. Mm-hmm. Butches, that don't they just give right. So I think with that they get with pillow queens because pillow queens just like to get here and mm-hmm. not give it
right
like that's a relationship that
oh
works.
That's a term
yeah
that's a new term for me
yeah a
but
pillow
that
queen.
In my dictionary thank you
well pillow queens can exist in the heterosexual world too.
I agree because like, a lot of women don't like to get head. They just want to get. They just want to get head and get penetrated.
Oh, they don't give head.
Yeah, they don't give head.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Don't put me in one of those.
That's unfortunate. You gotta like what you do. I mean, I don't know.
Enjoy. Listen, as a man, I enjoy eating pussy.
I think everybody at this table.
I agree.
Enjoys as a woman. Pussy.
But my thing is there's pussy. People out there that feel like they gotta eat pussy just to get head or just to fuck. It's like, no, I do this for the pleasure of myself.
Right.
I get off on this
right.
shit.
Right. That
I'm
shit
cool.
turned me on.
Right. Yeah, that shit turned me into a whole motherfucker. If I'm giving you head and that shit turns you on, oh for sure, I'm like, we ready.
First right. of all, if I'm giving you head, I'm coming off giving you head.
I'm not coming off of giving you head. But that yeah. joint,
no,
rock steady.
I will
we
come.
We ready.
I will come. Wow. It depends. Sometimes like you have to have this connection with the person where when they're coming, you come too. You've never had that? Even though you're not getting anything.
I'm saying I don't think a lot of the times you have to have a connection, but no. More often than not, yes, you do have to have a connection with someone to come at the same time.
No, but I'm saying
I think I agree. I think it depends on
it
like
depends.
If I'm having a one night stand.
Oh,
and
that's different.
We but, come in at the same. I don't think we're gonna come at the same time.
No. But there is some instances where you do have a one night stand where you're coming at the same time, like coming.
You've had a
at one night
stand where y'all both coming at the same time.
Mm-mm. But I'm saying there are instances where that can happen.
Well, it must have been a prior connection. Like even
so
if
you saying like,
even if you like meet the person, right?
So you saying like, all right, so let's say I met you 8 years ago mm-hmm. and we had like brief conversations or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I met you now and I'm like, all right, we had prior, you know what I'm saying, conversation, blah, blah. But right. now it's like we're coming together.
Yeah, but... I don't know about coming at the same time with it. I'm saying that I've experienced that. I don't have to be getting anything done
right
to come. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Anything done as in what?
Like, I'm like just sexually. A person. Yeah, I'm
so
just
so you
a
just
person.
Coming off. You just coming off and just sitting in your seat.
Oh my god. Well, I mean.
Well, flashbacks, people.
I wish I had.
Anyway, y'all got another drink.
Anyways,
y'all got more
that was
drinks.
A challenge.
Yeah, we finished the bottle.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, why didn't you say nothing then?
Niggas don't fuck with Dennis.
You didn't see me put my cup right here.
Yeah, and I thought it was more. I'm like,
give him some of that Capriccio.
Fuck no.
So we were talking about how when you're in a relationship and your partner asks for your location, like, how does that make you feel as far as your privacy goes?
Are we talking like straight from the rip, or you got like
no
timing?
Like, you got timing.
Oh, for sure. I should have your location to make sure you're safe and you say where you are.
Why do you need to know where I'm at 24/7?
No, not I'm not even check. It's not the point of me checking 24/7. It's the fact that if anything happens, I know where you are. So it's like, if I call you and I text you and you don't answer, and I look at my phone and you somewhere you're not supposed to be, so I'm like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Because I'm calling you.
But what do you mean not supposed to be?
Like, if...
Like, you think she right, fucking so, somebody else?
All right, so look. Boom. A lot of people got they still got their exes' locations that they never turned off.
Exes?
Nah.
And hold on. No, wait.
Hold up. That's
wait,
some crazy
wait,
shit.
Wait, no. Yeah. Let me finish. The exes and their current location, right?
I still got tacos.
Yes, you do. Anyway. So... They got their girlfriend location, right? So let's say you go to a location that I know of. All right, so look, let's say I got my girlfriend location, right?
Right.
And
y'all got timing,
yeah,
correct?
We got timing.
Okay.
So I know of an area where your exes used to live. Cause let's say that I know of your ex, but I don't know your ex. But you're in that area.
How you know where my ex live at if you don't know nothing
I
about
know
them?
I know of this nigga. Like, let's say that I know Bull. Like, I know of Bull.
Okay.
Because I have family around that area that know Bull.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, like, we're not friends, but I know who Bull is.
Okay.
I know where he lives, mm-hmm, type deal. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's your ex-boyfriend, and yet you're on that block.
So you're that's why you're checking the location.
I'm not checking. I'm calling you and I'm texting you and you're not picking up.
But you know that.
And
she's
I look.
Around
you're at
that.
Your ex house. You're around your ex crib.
That's what I'm saying. So you're looking to see where she is because you think that she's cheating
not,
on you.
If you're not picking up my phone call.
What if she was asleep?
Yeah, at that nigga house. Come
so,
on.
So in that case, it's like your intent is not to figure out like where she at. What
it's,
she doing.
Yeah, the
it's
intent.
Like you already thinking like, damn, she doing something.
No.
Area.
Like honestly, like I used to think like that, but now it's just like, yo, like what is you doing? Like, I mean, you could be asleep. That's cool. But if I got your location and I check your location and you not home, and you not answering my calls or my texts, and I find out that you in a neighborhood near your ex or on that block, then for sure I'm like, you fucking doing something with your ex and you not picking up the phone.
What if you do that and it's like she's trying to surprise you or something?
On that nigga
see?
Block?
No. No, like regardless
you
of that.
You trying to surprise me with another nigga? Hold on, wait, Ash. Hold on, time out. So you gonna come to my house. You gonna pick that nigga up. Come to my house and surprise me with that nigga. Hey, babe. Hold on, wait. Hey, babe, we having a threesome. Look who I brought. No. I said threesome with two girls. I ain't say another nigga.
No.
Why you bringing another nigga to my house?
No, like, what if you check her location and then you see she's somewhere else? Like, it could be something like a surprise for you. Like,
the whole point,
I don't get people location, so I don't even
point,
matter. But I'm just saying.
The whole point of Dennis untrustworthy ass is because he wants to know where you at
no.
because you're not answering his phone calls or his text messages.
Right, no. I'm gonna agree with him because back when sharing locations wasn't available on iPhones, like with my ex, I used to be blowing up his phone and he don't be answering me. And I'll be like, so where the fuck were you this whole fucking time?
Like, so you would want to check his location to see where he is.
If
not to check that he's safe, but to check.
Right. Listen, what here's the difference, bitch. All right. So look, let's say you went out drinking one night, right? And I'll tell you, I said, babe, call me when you get in the house or text me when you get in the house. Right. And you don't do either. And I'll check my location and you in the house. Like, I know your address. I know your block. Boom, you in the house. I'm like, all right, cool. She's safe. What I'm saying is that if I'm calling you during the day or I'm texting you multiple times and you just like not answering and I look and I know you in a hood where your ex is at, then yeah, for sure. I'm like, yo, you's a dirty motherfucker. Like, I'ma curse you the fuck out. Cause you ain't got no family in that area. Your aunts, your cousins but don't stay around there. But that's
what I'm saying, that the whole point is because you being nosy trying to see where she is. I'm not being
nosy.
Nosy. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't ask for locations. If you gonna lie to me, you gonna lie to me. Eventually, I'm gonna find out the truth.
Right.
Even if you don't give me your location. However, I think your significant other should have your location.
I just feel like a significant other would have... They have your location for a different intent than a friend would.
Yeah. All right. So,
your friends, are like, bitch, I know you at that nigga house. And you not answering my FaceTime. Bitch, you better get some dick. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit better be good.
Because then you ain't cock blocking.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit better.
You know that she at the nigga house.
Yeah, and she be like, bitch, that shit better be good. Because like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you not answering my FaceTime call.
I'm not going to text Leish and Leish don't respond back. I'm not checking her location to see where she at. Like,
do you have her location
she
now?
She sure does.
You're in another state. That's different.
What? How? No, but it doesn't matter.
If my best friend is in another state, I'm not checking her location. Like, you in the Bronx, you live in Queens. Where the fuck are you?
I know where she be at. I know her house, her work, everything. Right. So, I mean, if she's somewhere else, she's somewhere else. But I ain't checking because she don't respond back to me.
Quick. Exactly.
But it's some friends she that not do that.
Be
though.
Like, oh, it's, bitch. Just, it's just a different intent. Whereas I don't do that to her. Your partner would do that. Be like, oh, she ain't here. Let me check.
She like, not going to be a whole like,
different intent.
I don't, like, in a relationship, I don't ask for locations.
I don't either, ask for locations.
Either you going to tell me the truth or you not.
Ashley not going to be like, oh, bitch, you want Aramingo. That's different. Like, come
excuse
on.
Excuse me. I'm at Wawa getting gas, bitch.
Right. I'm at fucking Walmart or Aramingo, sis. Don't it say Walmart? Like
Walmart.
No, but there's a pro to having locations. Like,
there's a pro.
So from a group collective, what's the pros of having someone location?
Let me give you a pro. Let me give you a pro. Me and Nay were both driving for Uber or Lyft.
Okay,
and you know Uber and Lyft is really dangerous, honestly, these days. Agreed. Like, you don't know who the fuck is getting in your car,
because a lot of cases have been happening where motherfuckers just get in your car and tell you to go to a random ass location, and they've been killing drivers. So right. Yes, I would want your location if you're doing
exactly.
That.
Right. So you know, it went from sharing it, you know, like for a couple hours while we were driving it, to just sharing it like day to day, and then it was like, all right, well, we just might as well just share it indefinitely because we're not just going to keep doing this on a day to day basis. Right. At the end of the day, if you and your partner trust each other, there shouldn't be a reason why you're checking locations. Right. Like every hour or an hour to like, see where they at.
What I'm saying is that I'm not checking your location every hour. However, if I call and I text you and you don't pick up the phone and you don't respond to me in a timely manner, I'm not saying like within 5 minutes. I'm saying like if, like, let's say 45 minutes go by and I'm just like, all right, she probably asleep. Like, I'm going to call her again and you don't pick up. And I'm like, all right, where's she at? And you not home, and you at a different location other than home and work. Then I'm going to be like, all right, she's somewhere she not supposed to be. And she picking up the phone for a given, like a specific reason.
Why does she have to be somewhere that she don't need to be?
That's
trust issues.
No, that's not trust issues.
What if she just with a friend?
Right.
What if she just don't even know where her friend live at?
That's cool. But if you're with your friend, you gonna pick up the phone like, yo, I'm at my friend's house, we having a talk. But I'm gonna call you back later.
What if she ain't see her phone ring?
Right.
After 45 minutes, people got their phones in their hands at all
like
times.
That's legit a thing. Sometimes yes. I'll put my phone down, and you guys know I'm not good at multitasking. Yes. I'm not good at multitasking. So if I'm at my friend's house and we talking and we drinking and we just vibing, you're not gonna get a text back. Like, you're not. Right. Because so I'm busy.
All right, cool. As your significant other, you don't think is a good idea to text your significant other back, like, yo, like, right, I'm having a talk.
You know,
prior,
my friends,
or
prior to you being
or
at the friend's house,
that too,
they should know. Like,
yeah, or like prior, I'll do that. I'll be like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I'm going to such and such house.
Exactly. Yeah, so prior to that conversation, it's just like, yo, I'm going here. We got to have a conversation real quick. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, call you or something later. That's cool. But what if I don't have no, like, no, nothing coming in telling me that you about to go ahead and talk with your friend, and yet I'm calling you and I'm texting you and you not picking up the phone? If I got your location, of course I'm a check. I'm gonna see where you are. Is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing, but I just don't think it's necessary. I mean, I don't ask for locations.
I don't think. But what I'm saying is that from a different perspective, it's different.
I don't think it's a bad thing, like, if you're checking to see if the person is safe. I think it's a bad thing when you letting your insecurities get in the way.
That's true,
and
too.
You're checking every hour.
Yeah, no. We have people
like,
who,
oh, this bitch is cheating on me because she didn't answer the
phone.
We have
people who check every 5 minutes.
Oh, nah, that's crazy.
That's
like,
just, like,
no, it's on some shit.
Insecurity.
Like, no. Yeah, I agree. However, there's people out here who have that ask for locations and check every 5 minutes where the fuck you are. Mm-mm. But what I'm saying is that from a relationship standpoint, if we're in a relationship together, one, communication is a thing.
Right.
So if you're not telling me where you going or where you going to be, or, you know what I'm saying, like, anything of that matter. So I'm calling you and I'm texting you and you didn't tell me nothing was going on, and you gave me your location, of course I'm going to check to make sure you're in a safe environment. And then if you're in an environment that I don't know of, then of course I'ma have thoughts running in my head like, all right, well, I don't know where this is.
Well, yeah, that's
but yeah,
normal.
she not
right,
picking up the phone.
That's
she
understandable.
Not,
and
not,
like you said, communication comes first.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's like
at that point, then that's where you lose trust in the person. If the person's not telling you, like, from the get, oh, I'm going here and I'm gonna be here and I'm gonna do this with
but,
you know.
Wait, where
but
we
I
come
feel like
from,
if you're open with communication and you saying, I'm about to go to my friend's house, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, and you blowing up my phone and you already know where I'm at, that's OD.
Different. Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. That's different because you like,
if I tell you I'm at work, if I tell you that I'm at the studio recording, if I tell you that, and this goes for relationship and friendships, I feel like, you know, I'm working, or you know that I'm doing this, or I said I'm at a friend house, y'all know, all my friends know, like, I am not good at multitasking
for sure.
So you can't call and text me while I'm out, while I'm driving. Is like, you're not going to get the same me that you get when I'm in environment, when I'm at home and I'm chilling. So it's like, don't OD and blow my phone up. And I already
even if you are in a relationship or any type of friendship, don't blow their phone up. Because a lot of people do
friends,
that, and that shit annoying.
I have my friends' locations, and I do not check them. I honestly forget that I have my friends' locations.
I don't have anybody's
location.
I share
my location with my girlfriend, and, you know, like I said, there's a pro to it. But then there's, like, a con. Like, back
you have
in
people,
my old relationships, I used to be very, like, insecure about, like, whether the person was, you know, with me and like not.
So you used to clock. You used to clock somebody else
for sure. And I used to call him 24/7. And if you didn't pick up, it would be a whole argument. Like, but that was just like me, who I was back then compared to who I am now. So it's just different. It's also the
person
who you're dating.
I also feel like people, like, let's say you don't even have to be in a relationship with somebody,
right?
But yet you can still share your location with somebody,
right?
Mm-hmm. And they still going to question you regardless.
Well, that ain't their place.
Not like you give somebody your indefinite location, but it's like you give them your temporary drum. Like, yo, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like, if anything happened to me, I'm here. Why the fuck you there? What you doing there? Like, blah,
dude,
blah,
that's
blah.
That's crazy.
And it's like, motherfucker, you my friend. I'm right. telling you, right. if anything happened to me, this is where I was.
Right. It's like I'm going on a blind date.
Like,
I'm gonna send you my location.
Like, regardless of how you feel about me, regardless if you have feelings for me or any type of thing, I'm telling you where I'm at because I don't feel safe. Yeah. Because I know you're a reliable friend. However, if you start questioning me on some other shit, then I'm just going to be like, all right, well, this you not the person I should have contacted. I should have never sent this to you.
I agree.
So it's like, it's a lot of pros and cons to the location thing, but your significant other, if y'all got time in, yes, I do think y'all should have each other's locations for safety purposes.
I could understand the safety purpose of it, but at the same time, I feel like it's a privacy thing too. That knowing too. Where I'm at 24/7.
All right, but however, all right, so
not because I want to be out doing dirt, but it's just like, it's just a privacy thing. Like, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean that you have to be clocking me 24/7.
So you should be able to ask your partner, like, oh, like, where you at?
My thing is, have that trust where they're telling you the truth.
Yeah. So look, in my relationships, I never ask for locations. But yet, if they sent me their location saying I'm here, you know what I'm saying? If anything happens, like, I'm going to call you to come pick me up. Boom. I'll leave it at that. However, you have to know who you are in a relationship with. Because if you know you're in a relationship with an insecure person, somebody who's not confident in themselves, someone who's always questioning things, then yes, I feel like you shouldn't share your location with them. Because if you share your location indefinitely, and they find out you're somewhere where you say, let's say you say to them, I'm going this place, right? And you're at that place. And they look, let's say they look up that area or what's around that place and they don't feel safe for you. Then they're going to hit you up like, what the fuck are you doing around that area? Like, why are you there? Like, who's around there that you know? So it's like, it's different people that you have to deal with when you're dealing with giving people your locations. Because I'm not giving nobody my location until I feel like, listen, I'm in an unsafe environment. If something happened tonight, this is where I was. That's all you need to know.
I can understand that. It just gets to a point where if you're in a relationship with someone, it becomes a problem when their intent is different. When their intent is beyond your safety.
Yeah, and that's why I think you have to know who you're in a relationship with. Right, because if I, let's say me and you are in a relationship together, hypothetically.
Right.
So, woo. Yeah, let's say me and you are in a relationship, no need. Right? Hypothetically. And I give you my location indefinitely. And let's say I'm saying I'm going to a bar, right? You look up that bar, you look up the pictures in that bar, you look up that location in the bar, and you be like, why the fuck is he here?
I go to some, like, ratchet ass bars. I'm just some hood ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like,
they be popping.
So you be like, you look at the pictures, you look at the bitches. Shops. You look at the bitches in there, you look at the location, you like, oh, this is an unsafe location. Oh, it'd be ratchet bitches in there. Yo, what the fuck is you doing in this area? Like, oh, you wanna fuck with ratchet bitches? And just for safety purposes, mm-hmm, or for GP purposes. General purposes, sorry. But it's like that, or you just checking in with me every 5 minutes.
And just to see what I'm doing and where I'm at.
And if I be like, yo, I'm about to leave, why the fuck are you still there? Why are you there? Yeah, you said you was leaving 5 minutes ago.
That person got a problem.
Oh,
right.
And because, that shit annoys me.
Because sometimes I'll be like, all right, I'm leaving. And then my fucking song, come on, want to see some magic. And then, like, now I'm back and I'm on the floor twerking. Now I stay 10 minutes.
This is what I'm going to say about the bar. If you at the bar at 1 o'clock and you say you about to leave and the bar closed at 2 and they play Back That Ass Up at 101, oh, for sure you staying for the next 45 minutes.
You staying till the bar closed.
Facts.
Like, till the lights come on and they literally kicking you out.
That shit was like, I was about to leave because the music ass and Back That Ass Up, come on.
Right.
That followed by fucking Travis Porter, you know what I'm saying? Running in a pussy like a dragon. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, and they start playing the hits, bitches start twerking.
And
yeah,
you know, it's always when you're trying to leave that they be playing the song.
Exactly. Listen, but wait, when they see people start walking out and shit.
Hold on, my thing is, motherfuckers be there from 9 o'clock
yes
to 1, and then at 1 o'clock they decide, they be like, bitch, this shit not jumping tonight. And that shit be like, run up in that pussy like a crash dummy. Bitch, we staying. Bitch, we staying.
As soon as you hear, doom, 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 doom. Like, oh shit, that's my shit. You literally be at the door and you run back in.
Listen, myself, I was in a couple clubs. I'm like, yo, bro, you ready to leave? All right, we leave. Watch me hit that swag. I was like, hold up, nigga, we got lock up. My head down to my bag. I'm like, oh, swag surf on, nigga.
You know I'm popping tags. swag when I surf.
Is it even vaginal
or ain't this what you've been waiting for? Y'all
that,
ready?
That no, listen.
Dreams and nightmares. Yo,
listen. Yes, all right, hold on, wait.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Time out. Because I've been in a couple clubs I was about to leave and they played Nuck If You Buck. I said, nigga, what? I'm staying.
Why Nuck If You Buck,
right? Nuck If You Buck. Listen, I was like, oh shit, this shit jumping now. I'm like, it's 1:15.
Like, I might as well stay. Look, we can stay the extra 45 minutes. This nigga finally started playing some hits. Right. Like, why they do that? They wait till the last minute to play all the hits.
I'm not going to lie. They be having the drink specials up until like 12.
They do.
And they be like, well, I might as well just get this crown and this Coke.
Right. Fifth Street Lounge. You'll be turned up to
I might as well get this crown and this Coke for $5.
You'll be turned up to Paramore in a club and shit. Like, dead ass.
Yo,
first of all, let's talk about an answer to that. I need to talk to a real DJ and ask them why the fuck they be doing that shit.
No, listen, to last minute to play the good music. She liked the way that I did. She liked the way that I moved. Anyway, back to our conversation.
Yo, my mom called.
I love your mom.
Yo,
she feeds the kids.
Oh my god,
she be feeding the people.
She fed you spaghetti that one time.
Yo, listen.
Spaghetti of his life.
Yes.
Listen.
This is how I know Leish is a mom is half Spanish, half black.
She's not even black.
She's from the islands, therefore she's black.
I mean, well, yeah, but I'm saying
she's Afro-Latino.
Oh god.
So anyway, Latinx. Yeah, so
I was about to correct you, Latinx.
Your mother gave me fucking spaghetti. Out of a fucking
butter bowl.
I went home. I'm like, all right, let me dump half of this out on a paper plate. I heated that shit up. I ate that shit. I said, no, nigga, I'm eating the rest of this shit. Like, yo, her mom fucking threw down on that spaghetti. Yeah. She was like, does Dennis want more? Does Dennis want more? I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, that shit was good as shit.
He's so hyped. My mom fed him.
She loved the kids.
I think she's the only person I ever ate like scrambled eggs with ham, peppers.
Oh, you ain't meet my mama.
Like her mom always used to.
Ashley, you could come to the crib for breakfast.
What the fuck? I met your parents and I can't come over for breakfast.
First of all, my mom came out. My mom like real urban. You know what I'm saying?
She's real urban and hood.
My mom hood as shit. But yeah, she knows Spanish. So Lace gonna say, like, my mom was like, hey, how you doing? She was like, como está? No, she don't even do that.
Yeah,
like,
she do, Puerto Ricans out there, right?
I'm representing my Dominicans.
Wait, yo, I'm cracking the fuck up because I'm like, she don't even talk Spanish. The whole time, my mom fluent in that joint. She never taught me. Only reason why, because she was like, when you was growing up, you thought you was black. Well, I am black.
Right.
It's in my blood. Like,
right.
My dad had black. You came from the islands. You black. Like,
right.
You just didn't want to teach me. She's late.
No, my mom is a different breed, bro.
I like your mom.
She makes me speak Spanish.
She worries about me. So I care about her. That's cute.
She don't even fuck with him like that.
She was like, mija, is Dennis okay? It's all in Spanish, though. I can't interpret.
And then she'll say some shit like, I'm just asking if you okay. El está bien. Like, what? You just already said it.
And she gave me cornbread and everything. I'm like, dude, this joint got pork in it? Because I ain't eat pork in 3 years. She was like, she looking at the label. She said, Leishla. Dude, this got pork in it. Late she had to read the say. She like, no, ain't got pork in it. So she like, hun, mijo.
She loves feeding people cornbread, yo.
Listen.
She calls it caja de muerto.
Yo, that cornbread is the shit.
I don't know. Maybe because of the way it's shaped like a coffin. Like caja de muerto.
Hold on, wait. I wouldn't want to eat that shit. No. Time out. The cornbread they get from BJ's. And that BJ's cornbread is good as shit. Like, that shit, like, up there with my mom.
No, I think
cornbread.
She get that from Cousins.
No, she got it from BJ's. I saw the label, and she told me she got it from BJ's.
Oh, I did take her to BJ's, but I didn't see her grab no cornbread.
Listen, black people, if y'all don't want to fucking cook cornbread, if y'all want to cook that Jiffy shit or that other shit.
Jiffy got pork in it.
Yeah. If y'all don't want to cook that Jiffy shit or that other shit, and y'all got a BJ's membership, that BJ's fucking cornbread is on a bean.
It's multiple Hispanics here.
Oh God!
Have y'all ever had scrambled eggs with ketchup?
Yeah.
Wait. And rice with ketchup.
Yeah.
Plain white rice with ketchup.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad we all on the same page as Ashley. Well, Ashley not on the white rice and ketchup.
I never put the ketchup.
But scrambled eggs with ketchup.
Scrambled eggs.
Yo, growing up.
I can't eat my Chinese food like fried rice without ketchup. That's how much.
What?
Oh, that's different.
No.
That's soy sauce.
Hold on, wait. No.
Ketchup on my rice. No, listen. I can't eat my Chinese.
You talking about white rice?
No.
Fried rice. My shrimp. My fried rice. I gotta have with fucking duck sauce and soy sauce.
I be putting like the spicy mustard on it.
If they make it,
spicy mustard, I be putting down there.
Ooh. Hold on, wait. Do y'all eat pizza rolls?
Yeah.
Y'all eat pizza rolls?
Oh, I love pizza rolls. Yo, hold on, wait. Sauce.
On the momento.
With duck sauce.
My nigga. It gotta be a Philly thing. Because listen, when duck I tell sauce. People, I'm like, yo, I eat my pizza rolls with duck sauce, they be like, nigga, have you ever?
I need to try that shit.
Nah, it's good.
Yo. Keep it a bean.
No lie.
It's the greatest invention in the world.
Yo, no lie. I didn't even know that they didn't sell like pizza rolls and cheesesteak rolls and shit outside of Philly. Like I went to VA one time and I was like, yeah, we was at the Chinese store. I was like, can I get a pizza roll? They was like, a pizza roll? We got an egg roll. I was like, y'all don't got pizza rolls?
In New York, they don't got pizza rolls. They don't got cheesesteak rolls.
Bitch,
all they got
put cheese in my roll. Yo, put cheese in my roll, bitch. And my friend, because she from Philly, because we went to go see her in VA, she was like, Leish, that's just a Philly thing. I was like,
wait. Uno momento, por favor. Outside of Philly, pizza rolls are not a thing?
Not in New York, they don't got that.
Not in Philly.
Is Jersey, like, can we get, yo, if y'all live in Jersey, right, please so tell me it's pizza rolls. Give me a shot.
Yo, get that bottle, get that
bottle. Ooh, oh,
I don't know. Why is this so loud all of a sudden?
What? The headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, I only been keeping one on. So it's like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have both of mine on.
I got both of mine on.
We need to wrap this shit up. We learned that vaginas are loose due to sex and childbearing.
No, it's not.
And it's not a mess.
It's okay if you got a loose pussy.
You got broken pussy.
It's not broken, nigga. It's just loose.
You just gotta find the angle.
Thank you, Ashley. We just gotta find the angle.
Oh, God.
You just gotta find a 90 degree angle to hit that joint.
A little bit to left.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit to left.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for. Fucking sharing a podcast, posting a podcast on Twitter, Instagram, fucking Snapchat, Facebook, everywhere. I've been seeing that shit everywhere.
I love y'all. You, and if y'all been wearing the tees, we definitely respect y'all because y'all definitely been showing love.
And we need pictures with the tees. Like, y'all got a model for us so we could put it on the website.
Send them Jones to Twisted Perception Podcast at
Gmail.
And don't forget, everybody, single ladies, you know, hit the DM for Dennis. Don't forget, we're doing
we're posting a picture of myself on the Twisted Perception Podcast. If y'all want to go on a blind date with me for the finale of the fucking season one. Lace is picking a winner. So y'all got to put in for that, Joan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you got to be popping. Because if not, you getting the fuck canceled, bitch. I don't play no games.
Don't even play yourself.
Yes, I don't play no games. If I pick that fucking name and I look on your Instagram page and I don't see what I like from my man, okay? You getting sorry, didn't pick your names.
Canceled.
Cut off.
Speed dating. I'm gonna have you and like a line of girls outside the studio.
Oh my gosh. For the season finale, we are not having a line of girls just standing outside waiting to talk to me.
Maybe like three or two.
And it needs to be recorded.
Ashley, you are no help.
It needs to be recorded.
You gotta have at least two because it's two more mics. They're going
to come in and out.
And you, just so y'all aware, Nasty Nas off the market, so no more nastiness.
Wow. Wow. Nasty. Nasty. Yo, well, she not nasty nah no more.
She is wholesome nah.
She D nah.
Wholesome nah is off the market.
She got saved. Anyways, we love you now. We missed you on this episode talking about anal and shit.
We ain't even get to that for real.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, we talked about it a little bit.
All right. Okay. Anyways, like I said, thank you guys so much.
We appreciate y'all for listening to the episode.
We really do love y'all for showing love and shit.
If y'all want to, you know what I'm saying, blind date with Dennis the Menace.
Nope. Nope.
Then we out here.
Anyways, catch you guys next week.